This is The Brawl, written by Devney Perry, narrated by Ava Erickson and Teddy Hamilton.
Chapter 1. Ronan. The man outside my office window glared at my car's license plate as he strolled down the sidewalk. "Why do Montanans hate Californians?" My brother had warned me about this when I'd told him I was moving to Montana. I'd waved it off, but maybe he had a point. Gertrude, my new assistant, shrugged. "Hate is a strong word." "Dislike," I corrected. In the past 7 hours, I'd learned that Gertrude was a tad on the literal side. Why do Montanans dislike Californians?
"Mostly because Californians move to Montana and try to make Montana like California," she said.
I hummed. "Well, fear not. I have no desire to change Calamity." This town was perfect, a relatively undiscovered jewel in southwest Montana, nestled in a mountain valley surrounded by indigo peaks. It was everything I'd hoped for as I ventured into this next chapter of my life. Roughly 2,000 people called Calamity home, a far cry from the hundreds of thousands in San Francisco. There would be no traffic jams, no crowded aisles at the grocery store. Police sirens wouldn't wail around the clock, and I doubted I'd turn on the local news to a report of gang violence. Did Calamity even have a local news channel? Probably not. I made a mental note to snag a subscription to the newspaper. But even though the town was small, there were enough residents in the area that minor trouble would undoubtedly arise, requiring the services of a lawyer. And, effective today, Thatcher Law was open for business. There hadn't been a crush stampeding through the door when we'd opened at 9. We actually hadn't had anyone stop by today. But eventually, word would spread that there was a new lawyer in town, me. Then business would pick up. That was if my future clientele could get over the fact that I hailed from California. I should probably update the registration on my car and get new license plates. Gertrude nodded.
"Sooner rather than later."
Literal and brutally honest. Gertrude and I were going to get along just fine. I walked to the window that overlooked First Street, taking in the slice of downtown by my office. Nearly every building had a square roofline, the properties either butting up against one another or separated by a narrow alley. The place across the street had a faded red brick exterior and had probably been built 100 years ago. The building beside it had a graying barnwood facade. In any other town, the western element might have seemed cheap and forced. Here, it was as authentic as the big blue sky. Proving
sample complete. Ready to continue?